Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons and Dummies, a weekly podcast following a group of friends as they battle across a homebrewed world called Interiath in Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition. Step into the mystical world of Interiath and follow as our party of dummies adventure across the lands. Tali Grug, half orc, half fighter, the mystery, played by Taylor. The Eclarian Shadow, half elf ranger from the Eclarian Mountains, played by Seth. And Alirlock Bloodhair, a Harrigan cleric, played by Joey. Last but not least, the creator of our beautiful world, the man of many voices, and our dungeon master, Sam. Hello and welcome back to the show. On the last few episodes, our party, on the behest of Baron Carnor Shunfire of Okrajest, made their way into the Valley of Cinders to clear out all of the mutated animals that have been making their way into the town of Okrajest and causing trouble. As soon as we arrived in the valley, we were greeted by a thundering herd of aurochs. We managed to scramble up the ridge and avoid them, meeting some strange rock elemental people before coming back down the ridge and making it into another bend where we found some giant swans in a hot springs bath. They were also accompanied by some fire newts that were hidden down in the water, bathing themselves and in a nearby cave. We killed all the fire newts, ended up having to kill the swans as well, and we went into the cave to take a long rest, and that is where we pick up here.
Okay, before we were hopped on, we were talking through what y'all wanted to do next, and y'all said y'all wanted to go down this path over here, heading deeper into the valley. And so, describe y'all going through here. It takes a little while. You know, everything looks like it's all grouped together. It's kind of a dungeon here. But each of these is like 30 minutes apart. So y'all walk for a little ways. Ride your horses, I guess, rather than walk. And as you're coming around the corner, you get the smell of sulfur coming up in the air. And you kind of feel like that dry summer heat blowing down the valley towards you. And then you hear shouting coming from just ahead around the corner. Talik, you actually recognize the shouting. It's not in common, it's in orcish.
Oh, shit. Can we see the orc yet?
Not quite from where y'all are standing. You'd have to move forward, you know, just a few feet, but you can hear them just around the corner.
Okay, let's move up. I say we all move up. Okay. On our horses.
All right, so as y'all come around the corner a little ways, there's a pretty significant heat, and you look forward, and you see a couple of orcs with one of them has, like, this big spear and an eye patch, clearly the leader type, and behind them, they're kind of backed up to this roiling, bubbling pool of lava down at the bottom of the valley. And you see a couple of these blob slime creatures slowly, like, lurching towards them. As you guys come around the corner, the orc guy spots you, and he shouts out in orcish, "Whoever the hell you are, help us get out of here, and we'll reward you. Grumps will see you."
Grumps, that's an orc god, right?
Yeah, it's the orc. He's one-eyed Grump. He's like the main orc god.
Okay. I think I'm going to yell out to him and be like, "We're friendly. We'll help you if you promise not to attack."
Okay. So as soon as you finish saying that, you notice almost the sound before you see it out of the corner of your eyes. Lava start to creep up through some cracks in the ground all around you. And several more of those big ooze blobs, they're like 4 foot diameter sphere ooze blobs of lava come oozing up out of the crack and surround you guys, and we're going to need to roll for initiative.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so, laying all this stuff out, where everybody's at, you've got this pool of lava that the orcs are backed up against. There's magma oozes coming out, kind of pincering them in between the pool of lava and these other lesser pools of lava, I'll call them. You guys have oozes coming out all around you. I mean, freaking... just surrounding you. How many? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 big oozes, and then a couple more small ones. They're all closing in right on Alirlok's location.
Yeah, he's like kind of towards the back. I'm up closer to the orcs.
Yeah, yeah. Joey and Alirlok and Shadow are kind of towards the back. You're closer to the orcs. The horses are back behind you guys. Revenge is fairly safe. Starlight is fairly safe. Well, Revenge is in a wall, so he's safe. Dusk is, like, in prime position to be oozed to death. So, but we're going to start right at the top here with this orc bowman. And he is going to actually try to run away from the ooze that is right next to him. Let's see how the attack of opportunity goes. Of course, it was a middling roll, so I actually have to look at what their bonuses are. Oh, crap, that's going to be a hit. Oh, no. Oh, no. That does two terrible things. It latches onto him. Oh, he takes a lot of... He tries to run away, and this thing grabs him.
Oh!
And just envelops him in one blow, and he just... catches on fire as he's smacked down to the ground simultaneously. He just lets out an orcish just. It's your turn, Talik. You've got one right in your face. A big, bubbling, oozy lava slime.
Fun. First thing I'm going to do is cast a second level spell. I'm going to cast Mirror Image on myself.
Ooh, okay.
I have 3 illusory duplicates of myself appear in my space. Until the spell ends, the duplicates move with me and mimic my actions, shifting position so it's impossible to track which image is real. I can use my action to dismiss the illusory duplicates. Each time a creature targets me with an attack during the spell's duration, roll a d20 to determine whether the attack instead targets one of my duplicates.
Yeah. We've done this before. Basically... yeah, I roll before I attack to see what I target, and then I roll to hit.
All right, so I'm going to do that with my action. And then I wanted to look. I think that's all I'm going to do on this turn. I'm going to cast that, and I think that's it. I'm just going to hold my ground here.
Okay. All right. Alirlok, you are up next.
Oh, boy. I have two what they appear as baby lava slimes and 2 mediumling
medium slimes
lava slimes. This is not good.
This is when you need those, like, a video game spin attack.
Yep, you are not wrong.
I remember the first campaign I ever ran. I kept asking my DM if I could get one. And finally, he looked through and he's like, if you want to take 9 levels of Ranger, then you can get a spin attack. And I was like, fine. Whatever.
9 levels, you say?
Pretty sure it was 9. I don't remember where it was. But it's way higher than my barbarian wanted to go.
Okay, I'm going to use my bonus action and have my spiritual weapon... smack one of the baby slimes.
Okay.
Baby lava slimes. That is...
I thought it was bonus action for spiritual weapon.
Yeah. Isn't that what I said?
You probably did.
Did I say action?
Anyway, I heard.
I used my bonus action.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Spiritual weapon, bonus action. That is a 15 to hit.
That definitely hits.
Okay.
It's just slowly sliming its way through life, man.
9 damage.
That smushes, or slashes rather, and destroys the baby lava slime. It just cools into black magma on the ground.
Perfect. I'm going to cast Bane upon the 3 enemies around me.
Oh, Snapple-lapple.
Snapple-lapple.
And they need to make a
Snapple Charisma facts.
Saving throw of
Wisdom?
14. Charisma.
Oh, Charisma? Oh, even better. Guess what their modifier to Charisma is.
How much Riz they got?
Get take a guess.
Negative
3.
Negative 5. And none of them rolled above a 10. What was the DC?
14.
Yeah, they ain't hitting it.
Okay, great.
They don't have any Riz.
They're all baned.
So they are. I have concentration on that spell, and they are all baned. And they take a D4 whenever they make a saving throw or they make an attack roll.
I'm going to lay them over because I'm going to totally annihilate them for when they're dead. So these that are laid over are baned.
Okay. And for my movement, since that's my bonus action and action, I am going to attempt to get the heck out of here.
Okay. All right. Now that they're
baned.
Out of
range of these creatures. Yep.
All right. We'll start with the smallest one.
Right. We're going over
well,
here.
Shit. The smallest rolls a nat 20. I'm not even joking. I'm not even kidding right now.
Guess that auto succeeds on a 20.
Yeah. So that's 10 damage from the little one because it was crit. Let me roll the other two though. Ooh, both middling. Okay, hold on here. The bane may be important. Okay, so one of them's a 14, one of them's a 17.
AC 19.
Oh, neither of those hit without the bane.
Yeah.
Snap. Okay. Oh, that's why you were asking about the bane even on the nat 20, because you were like,
Yeah.
I still might have hit. Yeah, but it's an auto hit.
Yeah, it's an auto crit, so.
Okay. Well, luckily only the tiny one hit you.
Yeah, that's great.
Damage, so.
So can I can continue my move.
He does come with you, but you may continue.
Because he has a special ability called Fiery Parasite. When the lava slime hits with an attack, it latches onto its prey. While attached, it automatically hits with its pseudopod. DC athletic check to shake it loose. As long as it is one size category smaller than the target, it moves with the target. But the target can move freely. So it is small, so it moves with you.
Okay.
So basically, you go to run away, and it just sticks itself to your back, and then just comes along with you.
Love it. So that is my turn.
Okay. Pretty good turn. If it wasn't for the nat 20, it would have been a great turn.
I can't believe that.
The dice giveth, and the dice taketh away. Shadow, you are up.
Okay, so Shadow cast Shocking Grasp.
Ooh, on the big boy next to you?
I'm sorry, Zephyr Strike.
Oh, on yourself?
On myself.
I was reading
Shocking Grasp while thinking about Zephyr Strike, my bad.
They are both lightning-y.
And we'll move right here.
Right in the big stinky middle of everything.
And then target the one that's going after the remaining orc.
Okay.
With Dregman. Wow. That'll be a 10 to hit.
Well, he's a big, fat, dumb ooze, so that's a hit, actually.
Has he been damaged?
Yes, he is damaged.
The orcs were fighting him.
Okay, plus my Zephyr Strike. So that'll be a 20 damage to that ooze.
That is enough to kill it. They had been doing a number on this guy before you showed up.
Kill
so
it.
So that, yeah, that puts him down.
Okay. All right. Dead.
Yeah, just blows a hole in it, and the wind of the arrow moving so fast just cools it from the hole out. It turns into a little black statue.
I love it. Come on, man. You got to get out of there. And Shadow is going to move a little bit more right here. He's gonna take a shot at one of these little doodads.
The ones that were after Joey.
He's gonna shoot the one that's attached to Joey.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hold still, like Leerlock.
Jesus Christ.
Hold still, Leerlock.
I'm dead. Yeah,
23 to hit.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank God.
Nat 1 would have killed a Leerlock.
And 12 damage.
Okay, yeah. So you just take him right off the back of a Leerlock. Oh, that's great.
That's phenomenal, actually.
Come on, Orc. Let's get out of here, dude. I know your buddies are dead, but let's regroup. Let's go.
Yeah, he looks around at his turn is next. So he looks around at his compatriots. He sees the lava ooze just slurping on to the one that died right when y'all got here. And you see he's got a floating spear floating above him. And he's got a big spear. And he's got this eye patch on, now that you're up by him, that has this almost like Sauron style eye on the eye patch, and the other eye is exposed. He just shouts back in common,
"Aye, clear the way!"
And he starts running forward, and he's actually gonna run up to the one next to you, Talik, and go to stab it. And as he does, this floating spiritual weapon spear follows right behind him, and so both of those are gonna make attack on the one right in front of you.
Okay, cool.
He misses horribly, but his spear... Well, hold on. Does he miss horribly? I forgot these guys have horrible AC. He does not miss, because his bonus is just good enough to hit.
Nice.
Ooh, that's a good thing he hit, too. So he does 16 damage, and then his spear does 7. So what's all that together? Somebody do the math for me.
23.
Wow, that was really fast. Thank you. I should ask for that more often.
That's the only kind of math I'm good at.
All right. It's slime time.
Oh, boy.
So this one is going to slurp its way over, and they do have less movement. So he moved 10 feet to get to here, and another 10 to here. So he can make it to you, Leerlock. So this is the Baned one. Let's see what he's got. Ooh. That's a... 16 to hit. You said that totally misses. I was getting ready to roll Bane on him. This one can't quite make it to you. I'm going to say he can't attack you. This one is going to come up behind you, Talik, and go for an attack. It is not Baned, but it's to hit is a 16.
Misses.
This guy's not rolling too good. This one, however, Leerlock, is going to go for Dusk and try to pseudopod him.
Fucker.
18 to hit on Mr. Dusk that here.
Absolutely hits.
Okay. This guy... Let me just make sure I've got the damage right on these.
It's not going to take much.
That doesn't sound good. That's not a good sign.
Well, it's not too bad. It's 16 damage. But Dusk, I'm pretty sure Dusk was already hurt. Yeah, Dusk was down. Dusk is down. Okay. Let me double check our rules. I don't think we said they were going to make death saving throws. I think we just gave them more health, right?
Mm-hmm. That is what I recall, yeah.
So we're going to say that this thing envelops Dusk and cooks him to the core. And that Dusk is sadly dead. Which is...
Oh, that's horrible!
Sad. And he gets cooked by this lava ooze.
He was a liability anyway.
A liability!
We got another one just like him back at the cart.
Oh my god, that is horrible. Alright, I already did that one. What about this one? This one is gonna move out. Can it make it to a layer? It can't. You guys are positioned pretty well. These guys are struggling to actually get to you guys.
It's a pretty dire scene, though.
Man. Oh, man. Can he hit you or can he not? Nah, I'm going to say not. Center to center, that's 10 feet. Okay, he can't hit.
Damn.
And then this last one is the one that just devoured that other orc on a opportunity attack, and it's going to slump towards Shadow. It also doesn't make it there. So you guys are pretty well spaced out. Talik, it's your turn.
Okay, I've got something crazy, so you're going to have to
get
ready.
You got three of the big ones around you, so you need something crazy.
You're going to have to get ready to really use your brain on this. Tickle your...
Oh, man, I couldn't even do 7 plus 16. What do you want from me?
Tickle your cerebellum.
Oh, well, now you've got my attention.
Now you've got my curiosity. Or whatever the quote is.
Yeah, well, I'm not a good meme person, but that's what okay. I thought up to.
All right, here we go. I'm about to do something crazy.
All right, we're all ready.
I am going to reach into my pack and grab the decanter of endless wine. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to maneuver myself around here. Okay, so I'm trying not to take an opportunity attack. I'm slinking around the back.
You said this one couldn't attack, but this one was in range. So this one would be...
Okay, well, he can try, but I do have my mirror image thing.
Okay, I'm going to roll for that first.
Okay.
18. Does that hit you or mirror image? I forget which way it goes.
Yeah, let me read that real quick. The mirror image. With two duplicates, you must roll an 8 or higher. With one duplicate, you must roll an 11 or higher. So yes, higher than a 6. It hits a duplicate.
I attack a duplicate, and their AC is just your dex.
10 plus my dex.
Which is a 13, right?
Yep.
Oh, well, he rolled a 22 to hit. So okay. He hit your duplicate, right? And it dies.
And it dies automatically, basically. Okay. They've got like 1 HP. Yep. So he kills the duplicate, so I have 2 left.
Okay, sweet. Well, I mean, that's great, though. Avoided you getting hit.
Yeah, it worked, right? For sure. Okay, so now here's where I'm going to get weird. I moved around behind this one, so I've got 3 big ones.
You're standing, you've got like a lava waterfall, like
2 feet from you on one side, and a lava pool on the other side, and you've cornered yourself into the wall here, facing 3 of them in a cone in front of you.
So I'm going to grab the decanter of endless wine, pop the cork out, and speak the magic command, geyser. It produces 30 gallons of water that gush forth in a geyser 30 feet long and 1 feet wide. So I'm going to shoot this geyser stream, this 1-foot stream.
You're going to fire hose them.
I'm going to fire hose
with wine.
And just barely hit all 3 of them, if I can.
I'll say you can hit them, because I mean, you could obviously move it back and forth a little bit. So I'll say it hits all 3 of them. The question is, what does it do? So here's my thought.
My thought is it's water and they're lava. I mean, it's wine, but it's water. Right. So you can make the determination. What it normally does is, like, if they weren't weak to water or whatever, the targets must succeed on a DC 13 strength saving throw, or they just take 1d4 bludgeoning damage and they fall prone. But I'm hoping... Okay. But I'm going to get a little DM magic creativity monsters.
So here's what I was going to say. So I like that it's 1d4, because that's what I was thinking, is I was just going to give you just a little bit of damage as you cool them off a little. But they're going to make the save, right? They're going to make the saving throw, and I like the DC 13. It's kind of low for a, you know, not super rare item. That's good. I don't know what kind of save it's going to be yet. But here's the thing. If they fail the save... I'm going to say that you crust them over, and they're going to be paralyzed for a round until the end of your next turn.
Okay, but I like that.
What's the save going to be? I think that's like a con save. It's like resisting paralysis, poison.
You could say that, or you could say like a dex.
Stick with the decanter being strength. Dex and con are the same. Let's do that. Do dex or con, they're the same modifier for them.
It's like a fire hose, right? So I'm hosing out.
I'm going to tell you right now, they have a negative.
Okay, good.
Both of those. So, here we go. Roll in the one closest to you. Fail. Roll in the one a little farther away. Nat 20.
Okay.
Roll in the one farther back. Also failed. So these two... get rocked over. So I'm going to lay them on their side like we did with the other debuff.
And then they just take a D4.
And then, I'll let you roll the D4 and we'll just apply it to all 3 of them.
Okay.
What the hell are we going to do with drunk lava oozes, Tolik?
The smell. Can you imagine?
Wine. Cooked. It's like burnt wine.
Burnt wine just immediately. Oh, man. Okay. So you do a little bit of damage to these guys. I love it though. That's great. Great thinking on your feet. So yeah, those two, until the end of your next turn, we're gonna treat them as the paralyzed condition, which has more benefits than just them not attacking.
Yeah, like don't they? You get advantage on the attack against them. Pretty and all sure. That.
Yeah. Incapacitated, which means you can't take actions or reactions. Automatically fail strength and dex saves. Attack rolls have advantage, and any attack that hits it is a critical hit if the attacker was within 5 feet.
Fuck yeah. Okay, automatic crits on
that. And their AC is so low, literally a nat 1 is probably the only thing you can miss on. And you've got advantage, so you're probably not going to roll a nat 1.
Okay, cool. I'm happy with that then.
Oh, did you want to try to move again? Now that you've got the one next to you paralyzed, Taylor?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to move over by our new orc friend, like kind of like right here, and just be like, we got your back, buddy.
Where you were standing was causing me stress, so okay, good.
Up against the lava.
Leerlog, back to you.
Okay, so if I drink a potion as an action, that gives a healing potion specifically, that gives me the full amount of the healing, correct?
Yep, essentially like you rolled max on the dice.
Okay, then what I am going to do is, what's the distance here? Lame. So my spiritual weapon is unable to get close enough to get an attack in on that guy.
Oh, because it only moves 20 feet.
Yeah.
Could you get to this guy's closer to us, maybe?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was paralyzed.
That'd be a crit.
Yeah, advantage on the attack and auto crit if it hits.
Let's do that for the bonus action. Wait, advantage? Is he prone or is he paralyzed? Yeah,
you have an advantage. He's paralyzed. So advantage, and if you hit, it's an auto crit.
Because the first one was an 8, and the second one was a dirty 20.
There you go. That hits. Roll crit damage. Roll another one.
4 plus 8 is 12.
Okay, perfect. 12 damage. And this is your teardrop sword, right?
Accurate.
So as it comes down and slashes into this thing, it actually cleaves it in two, and out of it comes two little smaller, more, maybe I should call them medium-sized creatures as it splits apart.
Are they paralyzed?
I do have to say, since it cleaves it in two and its ooey goodness insides is exposed, I am going to say that one's no longer paralyzed because of that.
I've been bamboozled.
The DM giveth and the DM taketh away.
That is accurate.
But you did some good damage to it in the process.
Yeah, definitely was some amount of damage. I'm going to consume the health potion that I neglected to add into my backpack for the entirety of my character's existence.
Uh-huh. Likely story.
It was. You can. If there was a log, you can check it. It wasn't there.
And I 100% believe you.
I've never said these words in my life. I don't even know if it's supreme or superior. Is it?
Oh, that is important that I don't know which one it is.
Hold on. Let me go to my inventory.
Supreme is like supreme. Insanely good.
Yeah. Oh, it's a supreme.
It's a supreme?
It's a supreme.
Oh my god. So you're getting like full health basically.
Yeah, that is going to be my action to consume it, and that will put me,
like, how much is it?
60.
60. Okay, so you're at full health, right? What were you at?
I'm at full health. I was at 14.
You're at 14. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I had to.
That's why you didn't want that one on your back, huh?
Yeah, that was going to absolutely kill me. So,
okay, all right, it's feeling better.
That's getting removed from my inventory right now.
The question is, are you feeling lucky?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to move.
Punk.
Okay.
We're going to go here. And then I'm going to also rabbit hop one time to go a little further.
So you're hopping out of all these guys' attack range and running all the way over, kind of deeper into the canyon, but closer to your companions.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were kind of by yourself back there.
Yeah, that was a scary spot.
Poor Dusk.
I was going to say he was by Dusk, but now Dusk has an entire lava slime on top of him.
Yeah.
He's been pulped.
He's been pulped, this time.
Yeah.
Cooked.
For real.
Gone. So that was my action, my bonus action. Oh, wait. I don't think I can rabbit hop.
Is that a bonus action?
That is accurate.
Oh, it's not just part of your movement. Well, if you kind of run around, these two already weren't able to attack you last time. So if you go a little less far, like if you pull yourself back 3 or 4 feet, I'll say you can only take one opportunity attack. He is, whatchamacallited, so his 17 already doesn't hit. Man.
Sweet.
They're rolling like decent, but your AC is crazy these days with that +3 shield.
+1 shield.
Do
I need to add something?
No. It gives you 3 AC. So I always think of it as a +3.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. All right. Shadow, it is your turn. This one is looching up on you, man. He's about 10 feet away.
So Shadow's in a rage and just says, guys, just run. They're slow. Run away. And then he goes this way. And he still got Zephyr strike up.
You son of a Zephyr.
Son of a Zephyr.
Alirlock, you still got that rod?
Rod of Oozes?
Make it sing, baby! I'm gonna try to clear path. And then Shadow lets Drekman fly at the medium oozes.
Okay, the banged ones.
Do I have the rod of oozes, or just do you have it, Taylor?
I think you do, Joe.
I think you had it.
24. Are they considered damaged?
They are, yeah.
So 14 damage.
Okay, first one goes down.
Nice.
That was the one on the right. Trying to clear a path.
Okay.
That one. Okay, back by me and the orc.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, that one's dead. All right, okay, I'm with you.
And then an 11 to hit this one.
Since he's a little slow ooze, that actually hits.
Ooh, 11 damage.
That is not quite enough.
Okay.
He's just barely up.
All right, and that's the end of my turn.
Okay. It is this, from what you can tell, orc cleric's turn, and he says, quick thinking, soldier! Let me put this one out of its misery! And both him and his spear are going to stab into them. He is going to hit. His spear is going to miss. But he's going to do incredible damage because he's already rolling decent. So let's see.
And he gets a crit.
Oh, and then he got 2 ones on a couple of his damage dice. He's going to do 20 damage, though. As he just crunch and smashes his spear deep down in this thing and rips it out. A little lava goes spuddling down next to him. It's not quite dead, but it definitely does some serious damage to him. Okay. This little guy is going to start moving. He's going to start moving towards Shadow. He can't quite make it to you. Gets about 10 feet away or so. This one is going to remove itself from Dusk and also start moving towards Shadow.
Did this one get 10 feet? Within 10 feet?
I saw your little cursor wiggling around there, and I was like, he gets about 10 feet away. Yes, he does.
Okay. Reaction.
Okay.
So, 18 to hit.
Alright. 18 definitely hits.
And that'll be 11 damage.
Okay. Yeah, you kill this one.
Dead.
He was already a little bit more wounded. Alright, so this guy is next. He's going to come up, and he is the one you failed to paralyze, and he...
Okay, roll the d20 first.
Your tasty face.
For the duplicates.
Duplicate d20, 19, so that's a duplicate, right?
Yep.
Attacking it.
And the AC is...
my god. He rolled a nat 20.
Okay, so he kills the duplicate.
Ooh, duplicate saving. You're high.
I've got one left.
Man, they're doing their job. All right, this big one, Alirlock, is going to make it right up to you. He's coming in with a big sooty. Oh,
sooty.
Hit. You're a evasive machine today.
I needed it.
Okay, this one is going to come up. Big
boy coming up behind us.
He's going to attack this orc cleric guy. Big miss. 3 on the die. All right, and then it is these little ones. This one's going to slurp around to do a little one attack on Talik. That's going to be a 15 to hit. That's a miss, right? And then this little baned guy wants a bite of a Leerlock. And by bite, I mean a pseudopod that's a 14 to hit. So goodness gracious. You guys are getting lucky. These guys, they don't have great modifiers, but they're good enough they should be hitting y'all. Alright, Talik, you are surrounded.
Okay. Hey, Orc, are you by yourself now?
Aye, that was my last clansman that just fell. We need to get the hell out of this hellhole.
We're gonna get the fuck out of here. Shadow, Alirlock, run back to the opening, and I am going to flip the cape of the Montebank around when a little puff of magical smoke appears, and I flip it up around me and this orc, and I am going to dimension door us the fuck out of here.
Oh, snap, Ola. Okay, where do you want to go? Can't you go, like, super far?
That's a good question. I think I can, but let me see.
500 feet.
500 feet.
Okay, I'm going to take us all the way to the entrance of this cavern, like, back over here.
Okay. Like, all the way over
I'm
going to
take
somewhere.
Us all the way, like, 150 feet out of danger. We had, what, 4 around us?
Yeah, you were completely surrounded. And he's just like, whoa, whoa! He kind of like holds his stomach when he lands, like, ooh.
We're safe now. Y'all get over here. And I will, I think that's a full action, so I'll end my turn.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Alirlock?
Actually, can I whistle for my horse, Revenge? It's melted into the wall.
Yeah.
Or is Starlight over there too?
No, Starlight is farther back. You're not even to Starlight yet. You can do an animal handling check, and I'll say it's disadvantage because he's in the wall. How about that? We'll keep the DC the same as a normal whistle check for a tamed horse, which is like a DC 10.
I got a 7 and a 2.
Okay. He doesn't quite catch your whistle. He's too deep in thought in his stone haven.
Well, that's good. He stays in the wall, though, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's in the wall.
Okay. All right.
Now it's your turn.
Taking a cue from all the verbal and visual indicators, I am going to rabbit hop over to Shadow, cast Dimension Door, and we go in front of Starlight.
Hell yeah!
At the entrance of the cavern.
I didn't even know you had that. That's awesome.
I do have that.
Okay.
Awesome. Felt very thematic.
Hell yeah.
So I'm gonna say if you guys want, I mean they're super slow. In fact they almost like video game aggro style just kinda like start slurping around here. They don't even, you know, pursue y'all per se. So I'll take us out of initiative.
Okay. Shadow should still have his speak with animals up. And he's gonna yell for Revenge to come out of the wall.
Nice.
Revenge like pokes his head out. You see like the stone kind of fade back off of his face and smooth back into this soft kind of mud skin. And he's just like, and he looks left, he looks right, he's like, are they golden?
Come on, buddy! Talik needs you!
He takes a step out and takes another foot out and shakes his butt out and kind of shakes like a dog shaking water off. And then one of the lava oozes tries to kind of move up.
I give it a little pat. Okay, I want to talk to our orc buddy, this cleric. Hey, what the hell are you doing over here? What are y'all doing? Who are you? Where are you from?
Where am I from? And he kind of looks at you. He notices that you're a half orc. He looks at your companions and your horses and the attire you're wearing. So this guy's clearly wearing, you know, very classic tribal mech zim orc barbarian tribe type clothes. He says, I'm from mech zim, obviously. Question is, where the hell are you guys from?
Well, we're adventurers. I used to be from mech zim, but we're from Bilyatok now. We came up here to investigate what the hell's going on in this valley. What are you doing here?
I was driven out of the forest north of here by the fires. A member of Plam. And you know that that means the Flames tribe in Mech Zim. He says, what's your tribe, boy?
Grug. You ever heard of it?
Grug. You're all wiped out. You can't be one of them.
Well, not quite all, but yeah, they are wiped out.
He kind of gives you a side eye. Let me make a roll here real quick.
He seems like very distrustful of you, but he just seems like the type that's distrustful of everyone. And he says,
if you say so. Anyways, we're just trying to find refuge. Ended up caught up here. Worse than the damn monsters.
You want to get back to Mech Zim?
If the way's clear at this point.
Well, we might can help you if you stick with us, but we've got to clear out this valley. I don't think that these lava oozes are what we're after, so we'll avoid this area, but we've been tasked to come up here and clear out these mutated animals. Have you seen any back the way that you came from?
What the hell does that even mean?
Kill them all. You should know about killing.
Ah, sure. We do plenty of killing. But not slaughtering a bunch of helpless animals. What the hell did they ever do to anyone?
That's what I said, Shadow calls out as he's still feeling the effects of his Zephyr Strike and is just pinballing around this narrow little canyon we're talking in.
Your buddy's on some speed, it appears. Hell, the only reason these guys are even in the canyon is because the forest was burned down.
What forest?
Forest just north of here.
Can you take me to the forest?
I can. Fires were recent, though. Might still be smoldering.
That's okay.
What started the fires?
Not quite sure, but it was a mighty inferno. Burned it down fast. Me and my crew barely made it out alive. Several of my other encampments, I'm sure, didn't.
Did anybody mention seeing any bats?
I mean, there's a few bats that live in the caves nearby on the hills.
Shadow looks over at Taluk.
I don't think bats are much for starting fires, though.
Yeah, I don't think oozes are much for being on fire, either.
Perhaps you're right. If you want to go that way, I can take you. We'll need to head north through the valley.
You stick with us. We'll protect you. You do the same. We'll go our separate ways when we get there. Don't try anything, or we'll kill you.
He shoves his spear in the ground. He takes two steps towards you, kind of sizing you up. He's a little bit shorter than you, not much. And he's got a big, sturdy build. He goes and hawks and then spits in his hand and sticks his hand out.
I give him a shake.
He says, you got my word, as long as I got yours. On the Eye of Grumsh.
You're good with us.
Alright, he picks his spear back up. Says, looks like we're a little low on horses.
How's your health? How you feeling?
Not bad. I avoided the worst of it. My crew was pretty green. They weren't good at dodging those guys, even though they were slow. He's mechanically, he's missing like 6 HP, and he's got a pretty decent pool.
Cool.
You can ride Starlight, Mr. Orc. Just be careful. He's a little tickly.
You like a little tickle in your taint, eh?
I mean...
Who doesn't?
It keeps me going.
I don't think you need anything to keep you going, bud.
yeah, he says, yeah, it'll be this way. And he kind of leads you guys back down the canyon a little ways. And you come back to a opening. He says, we should turn north here. And kind of turns it up that way.
Okay. Follow along.
Yeah, is there anything you guys want to do before we can continue this direction?
I'm
41 on the
71 with 2 level 1 spell slots and 3 level 2 spell slots.
I'm 53 of 70. I mean, we could do a short rest just for the health, maybe, if y'all kind of back in this spot that we've been in before. I don't get spells and stuff back on short rest, but...
You get, like, action surge and stuff.
I mean, whatever y'all want to do, I'm good with doing a little patching ourselves up if y'all want to before we take off with them.
I have 2 short rest die left.
Okay, let's do a little short rest.
Pop a shorty, as we say.
Let's pop a shorty. Roll some hit die. Oh, I have 2 left as well. Damn.
Yeah, as you guys are tearing into some jerky and stuff, this guy's pretty stoic. Really not chatting with you guys much. At one point, he looks over at you, Tali. He says, so Grug, eh?
Yeah, Grug. My mom was the chief triss of our tribe, but we were wiped out. And I made my way down to Bilyatok and joined up with an adventurer's guild. I don't necessarily miss the orc ways, I have to admit.
They can be harsh, that's for sure. But it is our heritage, our history. You said your mother was an orc. What about your father? How'd he get in a tangle with an orc?
I didn't know him very well. I'm afraid that he was part of the attack. He was some kind of spy or something. I don't know. My mom was not a big fan of his. But he seems to have left something behind with me, and I flip up a little green flame in my palm as I say that.
He kind of leans his head back disapprovingly. He says, tainted in more than one way, it seems.
And call it what you want. It's kept me alive this far.
If you're headed into Mech Zim, you're gonna need it. He just stands up. He says, let's head on.
Okay.
Alright, so you guys head on a little ways, you know, maybe 30 minutes or so walk up into this valley. As you're going, you guys don't even need to make a perception check to notice some vultures circling up overhead, but I would like you to make a perception check on them.
Okay.
Everyone?
Everyone, please, yeah.
10. Consistent.
7.
13.
So Tolik, for once, has the highest perception. Wow.
I'm in my place.
You're in your element, man. You notice, Tolik, something a little bit weird about these guys. Shadow, you noticed too. It was just DC 10. They're got like this weird dark green hue to their feathers, and they're mostly gliding around doing their vulture thing, spiraling around. It looks like they're up farther down in the cave. All of them have this dark green feathers, and they're dripping. And you see this drip fall down, and when it hits the ground, one of them lands kind of near you, and it sizzles like acid.
Hey, everybody watch the skies. We got something going on. We got some mutated creatures, vultures. Look up.
I could just start shooting them. Should I shoot them?
So while y'all are doing that, you catch a scent coming down, wafting down the valley as the wind blows down, and you smell before you see what it is that they're circling over. As you come around the corner, you see this massive beast that's like just enormous beyond reason. Like, think Oliphant from Lord of the Rings, somewhere between that and like a real elephant. Massive furry beast that's completely filling the middle of the valley here. It actually looks like it may have gotten like caught and died here from, you know, exhaustion, getting stuck. Oh, let me reveal it. If you'd like to make a nature check, it's just kind of a big fuzzy mound. You'd probably need to get a little bit closer to make a nature check on it.
Looks like we found what these vultures are after, and I'll inch my way up, make a check.
We'll also get up there and inspect it.
You said nature?
Yeah, nature check to try to identify what it is.
About to ban digital dice.
Eight.
Nat 20.
Six.
Nat 20. Okay. So with that roll, Seth, you know immediately that this thing is a large creature known as a relic sloth.
Looks like a camel to me.
So I'm gonna drop a image for you guys in the Dissy. In the old Dis.
Don't like that.
No, is that not a good name for it?
I don't think so.
A relic sloth is this huge quadrupedal beast with big sloth toes that kind of walks on its knuckles, and it has this big long leg and tusks coming out of it, and it's covered head to foot in fur. This one's kind of a dark brown fur with like a brindling in it. It doesn't seem to have any wounds or anything. It just seems to have died here. And with a nat 20, Seth, awesome. I'm going to tell you one additional piece of information is, you know that the relic sloth is not native to this kind of Badlands environment. It is native to like thick vegetation forests, like really dense like jungles and thick forests and stuff like that. And the other thing you know with that roll, crushed it on this roll, is that its claws can be used as a powerful alchemical ingredient in making potions.
So Shadow, being the hunter that he is, just kind of, hey, let me see, how long have we been walking?
About 30 minutes or so.
Shadow gets off of Starlight.
Okay.
And he walks up and he says, "Hello, my winged friends."
As you approach it, as you approach it, they all start calling like, "Ah!" As you start getting closer to their meal. So you shout up at them. They're flying up way high. Yeah.
"Hello, my winged friends.
Ah, leave or die.
Ah!" "Oh, come on. We don't need to die. You've got a big meal here. I just want to take some bones off his toes, and we're just going to keep on walking."
"Ah! No, you food too."
And about that time, you hear a skittering and crumbling of rocks behind you guys. And I'm going to read to y'all their stealth rolls. Their stealth results. Okay?
Okay.
22, 32, 22, 34. As four of these horrifying, I don't even know how to describe them, alien bug creepy ass creatures come out of the rocks behind y'all, and we're gonna need to roll initiative. Some of them are pretty far back. We're gonna need to roll initiative.
Creepy fuckers.
Here, let me describe them a little bit better. They've got six legs, but each leg is essentially like a giant blade, and then they've got this insectoid body with a ridge of spines running down its back, and this meaty neck coming off of it that ends in a mix between like an insectoid and a humanoid face. It's got these rows of jagged teeth and this tongue flipping and wicking around. And I just dropped the art in for you guys to see. And four of these things come out of the walls, except the only difference between that image and these guys is the ones that come out of the walls have dirt caked all over them. Dusty.
Ooh, I hate them. I hate them so much.
Grotesque beyond all reason.
You know the big thing on episode 2 that rips Padme's clothes?
Attack of the Clones?
No, not the one that rips Padme's clothes. That's the fuzzy one. The one that Obi-Wan fights. Looks just like this.
Yeah, in the gladiator arena.
Yes. Yes.
It looks like this. The one that he jumps on its back.
Yeah, except this thing's got like a grosser bugginess to it. That one was kind of like praying mantisy. This one's more like, I don't know, eldritch horror.
It looks like a hook horror.
It does look like a hook horror, except it doesn't have any fur or instead of a beak. That's the part that's unsettling. Is hook horrors have a beak. This thing's got this just
this thing's got gnarly jagged teeth.
Yeah, and so next time they will eat you, and then the vultures won't have as much food as they think they will.
Find out what happens to our party next week. Check us out at dndndummies.com. And please leave us a rating and a review on your podcast app. It would mean the world to us.